Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Upgrades to Lexington's Harbor, Marina, and Parks are all making progress. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are spending about $8 million on renovations to the marina and the harbor, doing dredging work along with boat launch improvements and breakwall repairs. Because of that work, there will be interruptions with closures at the marina's fueling stations, the pump-out stations, the docks, and the slips. To help know what is accessible or not, it will all be listed on the Harbor Redevelopment Project contained on their DNR website, michigan.gov/DNR. Also, about $5.5 million worth of renovations have been done to the parks with a new amphitheater and a stage, new bathrooms, as well as a concession stand. And another news for today. Following interviews on Wednesday, the Kingston School District's Board of Education has offered Jeff York the district's superintendent position. York is currently the Hale Area School's superintendent. A replacement was sought for Shona Venevi, who has resigned as Kingston superintendent back in March. She was selected as superintendent in July of 2023, and before that served as the district's business manager for several years. Because of her resignation, the board has approved working with the Michigan Association of School Boards to search for a new superintendent. And while that was being done, Lawrence Croswick was selected to serve as the interim superintendent until York can take over. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Caseville City Council will be conducting a special meeting at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, May the 29th, in the City Hall at 6767 Main Street. The reason for the meeting is to review and approve submitting a plan for the city's water system improvements, which will help in securing a Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, as well as to approve some street work. The council is expected to authorize Fleece and Vanderbrink Engineering to prepare a project planning document for municipal water upgrades at an estimated cost of around $13 million. The document would recommend the construction and improvements that need to be done to the municipal water system. Some of the work to do includes the replacement of aging and asbestos water mains, installation of new appropriate-sized mains, and replacement of inoperable valves. Besides serving the city of Caseville, the water system also serves Caseville Township as well as the village of Pigeon. The council is also expected to approve hiring Ace Saginaw Paving Company to pave several streets. The streets that are to be paved are Oak, Bluff, Elm, First, Jay, Oak, and Prospect Streets. The cost to do the work is estimated to be $250,000. And in other news for today, on Thursday, May 28th, Joshua Lee Emerson appeared in Huron County District Court facing a felony charge of operating a vehicle while intoxicated or impaired, third or subsequent offense. Potential penalties include a fine ranging from $500 to $5,000, 1 to 5 years in prison, or probation with jail time. Further penalties involve community service, rehabilitative programs, vehicle immobilization, and license sanctions. Tim Rakowski is the prosecuting attorney, and Elizabeth Weisenbaugh, has been retained to represent Mr. Emerson. A probable cause conference is scheduled for June the 4th at 9 a.m. and a preliminary examination has been scheduled for June 12th at 10:30 a.m. Bond was set at $15,000 with 10% posted. Bond conditions prohibit alcohol and controlled substance consumption or possession and require compliance with pretrial services for testing and recommendations. The third or subsequent offense designation is significant because it elevates the charge to a felony, indicating that Joshua Lee Emerson has prior convictions for similar offenses. This classification directly impacts the severity of potential penalties. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, May 28th of 2026. Ned Hilborn of West Branch, Michigan, passed away on Friday, December the 19th of 2025. In accordance with Ned Hilborn's wishes, the family will be planning a celebration of life sometime in the spring and a time for family and friends to gather and share their favorite stories and memories will be decided upon at a later date. The family of Ned Hilborn, who passed away on December the 19th of 2025, invites his family and friends to attend funeral services on Saturday, May 30th at the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church. Visitation with local friends and family will be held from 10 a.m. to noon, followed by the funeral service from noon to 12:45 p.m. Military honors and interment will take place at 1:30 p.m. at the Colfax Cemetery. Online condolences can be shared at www.sternallmclaren.com. And for a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.